Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We'll talk some Falcons. He's the beat reporter for the Falcons for the AJC. It's our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter. Check out D. Led on Twitter. He's at D. Orlando AJC. What's up, D. Led?
Hey, John. How you doing this morning? Thanks for having me.
Miserable day out. It's football weather, but it's just kind of a miserable day out, huh, D. Led? You know, being out there. And, of course, everything is going to be either 25 degrees in one game or at least in a dome. Are you down in New Orleans covering the NFC game?
No, I'll be down there tomorrow morning and in the stadium by noon for the game. Looking forward to getting down there. It's going to be a busy couple weeks for us over at the AJC. So today, with this beautiful weather, it's a good day to just stay inside.
Good. Well, it's about time you start working. So let's talk a little bit about, obviously, one of the big stories this week was the Tack McKinley situation. One thing I'm curious about, D-Led, is can NFL teams force guys to undergo any kind of psychic evaluation or any sort of mental health? Can that be forced upon by teams under the CBA?
No, it's not. It's not a part of the CBA. It's not forced upon, but the teams do extensive background checks before the draft. You know, on the physical and mental makeup of their players, and you know, academic testing that's used to determine how they learn or how they learn. You know, some people, you know, you can teach them by giving them reports and words, and some people you have to show them to be a film and illustration. So they do extensive background checks into their personal learning habits and behavioral habits. So they do have a big foul on all these players coming into the league.
Is there any reason to think that Tack McKinley won't be here for workouts or off-season conditioning or anything as the league season is about to wrap up?
Oh, no. It you know, from what I understand, it was a very, very minor situation, more of a communicative one than a physical nature. And Coach Quinn is in a very good place with, you know, the situation that happened in L.A., you know, because it was of a personal matter. Nobody's really talking about that on the record. But, you know, it was really, really minor, no criminal behavior or drugs were involved. There's no cause for major alarm, but you know, we saw the initial reports, and that sent everybody into a frenzy. But you know, we did some digging and found out, hey, you know we got to take the people at their words that, hey, you know, this is really not a big deal at all. And Coach Quinn's in a very good place with it. He knows more about it than all of us. And so, you know, that's what I could share with you and your listeners.
The Orlando Ledbetter joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Falcons beat writer for the AJC. So, D-Led, I was talking several things Falcons in the last segment. I want to kind of let you follow up on some of the things that I was talking about. Number one is, do you think that Ryan Schrader and Robert Alford are going to be asked to change up their deals given how big of a cap hit those two guys are for next year?
Yeah, Robert's not that big, so I could see them, you know, being a post June 1 casualty. Schrader's is pretty big. I could see them going to his agent and asking him to redo his deal. And I know his agent. If I'm him, I'm hanging up the phone on that. And then they, you know, got to figure out, hey, can he play guard? Can we resalvage him? You know, they did the contract with him, and I hate when a player holds out, everybody's all up in arms. But, you know, if the team wants to get rid of you, they can cut you at any point, you know, and decide to take that dead hit. They've done it in the past. I believe the last one was Sam Baker, where they took on a major hit. You know, that certainly hurt their efforts moving forward, not necessarily next year. But if they do decide to part ways with Schrader, it would be impactful. The prudent thing to do is if his agent won't redo the deal, which would be malpractice on his part to redo the deal, is to try to salvage him, have him come to camp. Maybe he could find his mojo. Maybe Mularkey could put him back together. We'll be helping Chris Morgan with the line and move forward with him if he can regain his mojo.
D-Led, I'm curious as to what you think about Mohamed Sanu being here on this team next year. I think that's a very wild card position. Do you think it's a lock that Mohamed Sanu is back as a Falcon, or is there a possibility that he becomes a cap casualty?
I've been saying that for a couple years of thinking that, but what I know is that they love the guy. Coach Raheem's not cutting him, Coach Dan's not either. You know, there's something about the Jersey guys sticking together there. He's been productive. He's a guy that's going to see his whole contract through.
On the waitfor.com hotline, D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us, Falcons beat writer for the AJC. So I was talking about free agency in the last segment, D. Led. Where do you think that are going to be a couple of top positions that the Falcons are going to use what right now is not a lot of free agency money, but where do you see them prioritizing the positions for that?
Well, John, if you look at their draft record, going back to 08, and I did this online last week, they can't draft linemen, so they're going to have to get some linemen in free agency. And the linemen that have been playing for them over this period, the best ones have been acquired via free agency or trade. Alex Mack, Andy Levitre, and that whole group. Chris Chester, the only people that they've drafted that have been pretty good over since 08 were Sam Baker, Jake Matthews, Joe Holly, and Garrett Reynolds, and everybody else has been pretty much a bust. They did develop Ryan Schrader. We saw a drop-off last year. Now can they put him back together? So they're going to get some guards. You know, you got Fusco, had a broken foot. You wanted him. Zane Beatles was 33. Andy Levitre put the same pick. Can't really rely on that. But they're in such a bad state at the line that they might have to bring all those old guys back. Ben Garland and Wes Weiser just hasn't worked out. Those guys, they need to move on. They tried to move on from them last year and make them reserves, but they ended up playing them. So I fully expect them to clear cap space and go after some linemen that fit, some guys that can push some people around and open up some holes. They can't be 27th in the rushing game next year.
Comment on what I think, D-Led, in the sense that I agree with you. I think they have to probably realistically get at least one starter in free agency at this point, whether they think that's right tackle, whether they think that's one of the guard positions. But at the same time, they have to start finding a young guy or two. Alex Mack's not playing forever. They have to start drafting. At some point, you have to have some cheap labor. I mean, more than just – you know, we have to have some guys who can play, but you also have to have some cheap labor. You can't have four free agents and a high-priced Jake Matthews on your line and be competitive, you know, at everywhere else. I think at some point, D-Led, they're going to have to break down, track record or not, and invest some high picks into some youthful offensive linemen to make a difference here.
Yeah, I understand that thinking, John. Unless it's Quentin Nelson or Ryan Ramczyk, I wouldn't do it. So you better do your homework on that. Those are two guys that have stepped right in here in the last year or two. And, Quentin was playing last week, and Ryan will be playing tomorrow for the Saints. Do your homework. Don't mess it up like you did the Peter Collins and Lamar Holmes pick. They do have some projects they've been trying to develop, but it's been slow because of the new contact rules. You can't really hit anymore. So, but Matt Gonneau, the right tackle from Division III Wesley, up near Delaware, he's the guy that didn't play at all last year. Sean Harlan's been around for 2 years. He was a fourth-round pick. Sean Harlow, his dad was the old New England Patriot. So, those guys, you got to get something out of those guys. You've been spending money on them for 2 years, and you don't know if they can play yet. So, I'm with you on developing linemen. It's really, really hard now with this new CBA since 2011, where you really don't even hit in practice anymore.
D-Led, last thing for you as we wrap up. I got about a minute left. Do you think defensive tackle from a free agency standpoint is in play, considering what you really got was next to nothing out of Terrell McClain, and we didn't see a lot of Deidre Sanott down the stretch. Is defensive tackle and free agency something that they may have to address too?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. They missed Dontari Poe. They got a, you know, and I don't know if I think they could. I would have found a way to pay him and maybe, you know, not have as deep of a rotation, you know, kept around guys like Shelby and Brooks Reed. I would have gave that money to Poe, and the ends would have just had to play, or I would have found some young ends and kept the big D tackle. So Sanott can make a big jump from year one to year two. They really want him to play. They saw a little bit, didn't like some of the stuff, you know. He was one of the guys in the Cleveland game that got pushed around a little bit too much. So, you know, they got to think he can get better. But, yeah, no, I think he definitely got to get a big tackle in there to go with Grady Jarrett in order to keep those linebackers off of Deion Jones. So, you know, if you can keep the linebackers, keep the guards off of Deion, then he's free to go make all the plays. So that tackle part is going to be very important for them. It's a good draft for tackles, too, so maybe you can get one at 14.
Check him out on Twitter, as always, D. Orlando AJC, beat writer for the Falcons for the AJC. Join us on thewaitfor.com. As always, D-Led, appreciate it, buddy. Have fun. Don't get anything dumped on you in New Orleans by those people down there.
Okay, John, I'll be on alert. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, D-Led. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.